I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, hunters are in the woods thick and heavy this week. The buck season, without question, the most popular hunting time of the year in the state. But it's not just bucks with antlers that are being produced in West Virginia this week. I'll tell you more about it coming up right after this. Big bucks mean big bucks for West Virginia.
Deer hunting as a whole, of which the buck season's the dominant part, is about a $400 million a year economic impact for West Virginia.
That is Steve Brown of the West Virginia DNR, who pays attention to such things, and that's just the buck season. All hunting combined in West Virginia generates more than $500 million every year to our state's economy, and Brown says it doesn't end there.
And that tells you just part of the story. The other part of the story, that money's most of that money is spent, the vast majority of it's spent in the private sector, and it supports private sector jobs. The estimate is about 4,500 jobs that deer hunting supports in West Virginia.
So given those kinds of numbers, you can see how important these 2 weeks are to West Virginia. So what are hunters spending all that money on when it comes to the contributions to the West Virginia economy?
About 75% of it's on equipment. The other significant chunk is on travel. But equipment expenditures are huge. The travel expenditures, of course, are made, you know, all over the state, and that's one of the things about hunting and its economic impact is a lot of those dollars are spent in, out in the very rural economy and are a significant source of economic impact for businesses in rural areas.
In fact, the first week of buck season to many of those rural stores is the equivalent of Black Friday to those retailers at the mall. It's a big deal and can often make or break their business for the year. Fortunately, according to Brown, the hunters keep coming back year in and year out.
It's one of those things, you know, it's been going on for a long time. The other thing that's interesting about it is that it's a very stable, as a business, it's a very stable business. We've got a relatively stable number of hunters who are spending a relatively stable, actually slightly increasing, amount of money each year. And it's just one of those things that goes on, you know, and people, I guess, sort of take it for granted.
So while you may be trying to put a big buck on the wall this week, a lot of big bucks are already being salt away in the cash registers of the Mountain State. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.